Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now, the two-time Super Bowl champion, number 58, our good buddy, his take on the Giants situation, Carl Banks. Hi, Carl. How are you?
Hello, men. Hello, hello, hello.
What's up?
Yo.
Well, I guess there's a... justifiably a full meltdown mode amongst Giant fans and Giants faithful. Interesting. I was a bit shocked. I was literally walking on a plane when someone called me and says, hey, you want to come on the air and talk about Odell Beckham? I'm like, what? Like, he just got traded to the Cleveland Browns. I was like, wow. That's all I could say. Interesting. I don't think this was a random decision. Where there's normally smoke, there's fire. And I guess Cleveland came up with the right package and the Giants accepted it. So, from a Odell Beckham standpoint, I think it's going to be awesome for him. He's going to be basically the Cleveland Browns will be the they'll be the Golden State Warriors of the NFL because they're going to have so much talent offensively. For the Giants, there is a plan. I don't know what it is, but I'm assuming that they're going to be methodical in how they go about doing things, not with the eye on just saying, hey, we blew it up and we're going to rebuild it. I think they got to win. I think – if you're Dave Gettleman, if you're Pat Shermer, you don't have 4 or 5 years. Those guarantees no longer exist in football. You've got to show progress. So I don't think Gettleman is spitballing it. I think he knows what he wants to do. I think he has a plan. We will all find out whether or not that plan works. But I'm pretty sure, given what I know about Dave Gettleman, he has a plan. He didn't just make this situation. And he knew he was going to take a hit with Odell gone. But this is, this is what he decided to do. And I think they feel that they have a plan. Like I said, I don't know what it is, but we'll all find out. And none of this matters in the scope of wins and losses. That's when you judge the moves a team make. Now, for fans, it's a 365-day experience. So right now they're upset, and justifiably, but the team has to go out and win some games, no matter what moves they make, who they keep, who they get rid of. And clearly they're not going to be able to replace Odell Beckham. They will be able to replace his production in some capacity, but he's the most dynamic player in football. So,
But Carl, when you trade a guy as dynamic that, it leads me to believe that there's something there. There's more than just, hey, there's a football move. What happened? Were they turned off by the ESPN interview? Can Pat Shermer not coach him anymore? What happened? You're around this team that caused Gettleman to do a complete 180 because he's the one who gave him that big-time contract.
Yeah, they gave him the contract. I can't tell you because I haven't talked. Obviously, there's a lot that comes with Odell Beckham, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. But he's not for everybody. His football is for everybody, but everything that comes with him, and I'm not talking anything bad, but you're dealing with that rare rock star guy. So there's stuff, the energy around him, everything that he brings, and he's a great player. He's a great person, but he's just got an aura that it takes energy. And I don't know if they decided this is something we don't want to deal with right now. Let's go in a different direction. Clearly, that's what they decided. I don't know if there was one thing negatively that impacted that other than the fact that they wanted a different dynamic. in terms of how they wanted to build the team, because he's there. He's going to be good. And this is the thing about Odell Beckham. He's going to be good everywhere he goes. But that doesn't mean the teams he's on will be good. Every team he's on won't be good. So it's kind of helping him find his happy place and team finding their happy place or getting to their happy place. So he'll never have to worry about not being good, because he's the guy who's going to, by virtue of his ability, demand that he gets the ball. It's just as simple as that. Does that mesh with every team or every team philosophy? I don't know that. And again, when you look at what the – and this is – be clear. This is not a knock on Odell Beckham. But when the team had to adjust in his absence, they saw that they could do some things. It still was not like having Odell Beckham on the field, but they saw that they could be productive when they had to adjust without him. So that kind of gave them a glimpse of, okay, well, we can see a life without Odell Beckham. What does that mean? It means that they're going to move. Well, it definitely means now that they've moved on without him, but they feel that they can be productive with the offense without him.
What happens to Eli now? I mean, to me, they got to get a quarterback now. I mean, you tell me to win games, Carl. This is a team that's in total rebuilding mode in my mind right now. This is
what
they are.
Well, listen, Joe, I can tell you this. Eli's not going to play forever, and I do believe that they have to find his successor this year. There's no guarantee that the successor will be the franchise, the face of the franchise. You never know until they play. But I think they have to take that chance right now. You know, a friend of mine asked me, do I think it's out of the realm of possibility that Eli will be gone now that Odell is gone? I don't know that. I don't know. And, I would have said no prior to what happened yesterday, but I honestly don't know. It's a possibility, I guess. But I think he's going to be here. But I think, you know, his successor has to be on the roster by the time the season starts.
It just feels,
this is my belief.
It feels, based on what's happened recently, and it started during the season when they traded Eli Apple and Snacks Harrison, mm-hmm. and they trade Olivier Vernon, and they don't franchise Landon Collins, let him walk out the door. They'll get a compensatory back pick next year. And now Beckham, it feels like they are a rebuilding team. And if they are a rebuilding team, I don't think it makes any sense for Eli Manning to be the quarterback. Does it make sense to you?
Well, if they're rebuilding, like I said, the bottom line in this business is wins and losses. Whether you're rebuilding or defending a championship, you got to win games. And this is a coach and general manager who they know they've made some moves that are not popular, and they've got to show that they were the right move. So I don't think they have the luxury of saying, well, we're rebuilding, be patient with us. The fans have been patient for about 6 or 7 years now. So they don't want to hear that. They want to hear that this team is moving towards, you know, success, wins and loss wise, not another year to suck and try to get another quarterback, because none of that's guaranteed. So I'm not going to agree with the fact that they're in full rebuild mode. They are, based on the moves, but they can't afford to be in that mindset, put it that way. They have to win. They have to get better. They have to show improvement. Now, I can say, you know, we had this discussion earlier, this win now mode. They are in they have to win mode. But this is also the trust the process phase now. You've gotten rid of the most dynamic football player in the NFL, and now you're saying to your fans, trust us, we know what we're doing. And the fans are saying, why should we?
Yeah.
So it's show and prove. It's simple as that. But they're big boys. They understand the business. And, you know, I think Dave Gettleman, like I said, he's not spitballing it, contrary to what a lot of people believe.
Because it looks like he is. He may not but be, that's but
hey,
the
Evan,
actions say
that's
that.
That's fine. I will not sit here and tell you you're crazy. But I'm going to tell you, I know him well enough to know that he has a plan. Whether that plan works, we will all find that out. But I think any fan that has an opinion, they're totally justified right now. There's nothing right now that has kind of put these pieces together for fans to say, oh, okay, I see what's happening here.
Right.
You know, so I can't dispute what, you know, if a fan's going off, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a wait and see approach, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh boy, they got it all figured out now either. You know, I'm waiting to see too, because I'm just as shocked as everyone else at some of the moves. But I know that if you're going to make that type of decision and you're going to make the decision on Collins, then you obviously have talked this through, thought it through, and you have an idea of what you want to do. Now, again, whether or not that's successful, we will all find out. But right now, they haven't won or lost anything in terms of games. They may have lost the confidence of the fans, which they can win back when they put successful W's in the ledger. Until then, I guess the fans can continue to be upset and see what happens. I think they're in this, you got to trust the process mode now.
Is Eli Manning, he's due a $5 million roster bonus, I think it's on Sunday. Is he cut within the next couple of days in your mind? I guess it could happen.
Joe, Like I said, I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know. And here's the thing. If we look at what happens if he's cut, who's your quarterback?
Now they got to go get one. Yeah. They got to go
right.
get one anyway.
They got to
exactly.
get a quarterback. They
exactly.
have to.
So I would think, unless there's a trade that's imminent, before now and then,
Josh Rosen.
Unless there's something that go and which I have no information on, I would suspect that he's going to be on the roster, because if they cut him without a quarterback in place, then you know this just adds more to the mystery of what's really going on.
You know what, though, Carl? I mean, I get what you're saying. You have to get a quarterback, but if they don't cut him and they pay him that roster bonus, and he's going to have a cap hit of over $23 million. At 38 years old on a team that likely is rebuilding, that may make less sense than cutting him and not having a quarterback for the time being.
You look at the money and you look at the cap hit, and I mean, none of us are managing the Giants cap. So if they keep him, then they know again, I don't know what the plan is. But if Eli Manning is on the roster, they feel he's capable enough to get them through. I am pretty confident that they're going to try to find his successor, but he'll be a guy that bridges to the successor. I don't think, money aside, and whatever people think his talent level is, he's still good enough to get you wins in this league. There are probably, I would say, 12, 13 real franchise quarterbacks in the league. And not all of those guys are winning quarterbacks. So say what you want about what he can and cannot do. He can win football games in this league. Now, I'm not going to tell you he is, you know, top notch, but I think if you had your choice of journeyman and Eli Manning, I think you'd take him.
Yeah,
you would. I'm saying salary aside.
No, I understand. No, I get
salary
what you're
aside.
I get
but
what you're saying.
He's better than a lot of these slugs out here right now.
If you were Jacksonville, would you rather next year have Nick Foles or Eli Manning?
Let's see what Nick Foles does.
No, I think the jury's out on him, but right now you have to make that decision.
Also,
what would your decision
he's
be?
They just gave Nick Foles $50 million guaranteed. That's the decision is made already.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying, because you talk about, and I understand you're out there are teams that could use him. I think the Jaguars were a team that fits the bill of they're trying to win, and they should have been interested in adding a quarterback, which they did. They added Nick Foles. But if you had a choice between Nick Foles or Eli Manning at this point going into this year, who would you choose?
Given, personally, I probably would take Foles.
Okay. Because of the age?
Yeah. But okay. If you're Tom Coughlin, you're taking a guy that you know is going to work with what you want to do and understand what you want to do. But, hey, it's – They went to an AFC championship game with a guy who's probably not going to be in football.
Well,
probably.
I think he'll get.
I mean, think about that, folks.
He'll be a backup quarterback
quarterback.
Maybe. Well, yeah, Denver. There's always a home in Denver because they can't figure it out there. But you know, when we talk about what quarterback capabilities are, it's a team game. You protect them, and they don't lose a game for you, then you're going to be okay. You're not asking them to do franchise-type stuff. That's why Bortles was able to have some success. He had a good defense, something the Giants don't have at this moment, and a good running game. And he just didn't make a lot of mistakes that year, 2 years ago. Last year, he looked horrible and looked less than average. So, you know, you can get it done if you get the formula right. And I think that's where, if Eli Manning is on this roster, where they're going to try to put that formula together.
Mm. Did you think, all things considered, did you think that the trade was, did you like the return for Beckham?
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you were intent on getting the best deal, then this is the best deal you were going to get, which in essence you got two first-rounders, if you're including Peppers, which
right,
I do.
Right, I agree. I'm with you.
And the third.
Yes.
So now you're sitting with a first-rounder that's game day ready in Peppers, and then you've got room to do whatever you want in the first round now. You got a 6 and a 17, right?
Yes. Yep.
So, you know, if you need to move up, you can do that. If you need to package to move out and get more picks in the second round or something, if the draft is moving differently, you can do that. So I'm okay with what they have. And, you know, for all those people who think Jabril Peppers is a bum.
He's not a bum.
But those were the same people when he was coming out of Michigan that wanted the Giants to draft him.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you this, folks.
23 years old.
He's in third year of his NFL career. First year, he's learning. Second year, which was last year, he played well.
Much better, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. If you're in a safety, you want athletic ability, you want range, and you want physicality. He's all three. I just did a film breakdown on him where he was on the far hash, makes an interception on the opposite sideline range. Not a lot of safeties can do that. Mm. So there's a lot of ability there.
Kicks return it too. He returns kicks.
And he returns kicks. But I'm telling you, he's athletic. He's got a really good physical mentality. But he's got range. You want a safety that has range? He's the guy that can do that. He comes from the far hash, makes an interception inches from the sideline. That's range.
Yeah.
Then, you know, whoever created the narrative that being a quote unquote box safety is a bad thing has no idea what it really means. He's a box safety too, which means he can go down in the box and be a third or fourth linebacker, and he can be a blitzer.
Well, but, Carl, it's not a bad thing because Landon Collins was called a box safety, and he just got 6 years, $84 million.
Well,
right.
Exactly.
Not too bad.
But he's more than just that. A box safety means that, an offense dictates, or your defensive personnel or lack thereof dictates that one of your best athletes, tacklers, and blitzers is there to help out. It's by design. And if a guy is athletic enough to be outside of the box, which both Collins, when you look at his interceptions and his work in space, they're both capable of that. So, you know, these dummies, I was going to say dumbass, but these dummies.
No, you can say dumbass.
Keep saying box safety is a bad. A box safety is a hybrid linebacker who cannot operate in space. If you look at a guy like a Landon Collins who makes a ton of open field tackles, He's not a box safety. He's a safety that plays in the box.
Should they have brought him back? Because they're the ones who decided to let him go, and he ends up getting that mega contract from Washington. They could have franchised him.
Well, and then, well, they got a rookie contract in replace of him.
No, I get that.
In place of him.
I understand that. I get, but they let Landon Collins walk away.
I understand that. And, look, I wasn't thrilled that they let him go, but it's their economics. They're running their cap the way they want. But I will say this, the guy they replaced him with is a pretty good football player.
Yep.
And he's young, and he doesn't hit you in the cap.
And he's a Jersey. And he's a Jersey guy.
Right. He's a Jersey.
He's not. He's not a $14 million a year player. He's on a rookie contract. So that's not a bad thing. You get equal, if not better, talent. No, equal, if not better, ability. And you get less contract.
Less of a cap hit, and you get the compensatory pick for Collins next year,
too. There you go.
Yep.
By the way, a guy you're a big fan of, Mark Ross, is on TV on the NFL Network. You have anything to say about Mark Ross?
No, I said everything I need to say.
He's bashing him on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Earl Thomas, 4 years, $55 million with the Ravens.
How about that? How about the Ravens, who have lost so many guys in free agency, responding by getting the best safety on the market in Earl Thomas and paying him less than Landon Collins?
Yeah, they did.
And I know he's a little bit older, but Earl Thomas is not 35 years old. He's 29 years
old. Earl Thomas is a great safety.
It's all about health with him.
If he's healthy, he's going to be a great addition. And, you know, everybody now is in a race to kind of keep up with what Cleveland's going to be doing. You better have a defense in that division.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
They're going to be explosive.
One thing about Cleveland, though. Now, Cleveland has now got expectations, Carl. But I'm just saying, they're a young team with a lot of young players who are going to be having the pressure now of having to win. With a rookie coach, just keep that in mind.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And he's going to find out, this rookie coach, just what it's like to have a megastar on his team. There's a lot of ancillary stuff that it's not bad, but it's energy that you've got to commit to it, to tamp down, to nurture. It's a lot. It's a lot. But you know what? That's what comes with these mega stars.
Yep. It's going to be interesting.
Thank you, Carl. We appreciate
it. Thank you, man.
See you, Carl.
Carl Banks. Now the Ravens are about to sign Mark Ingram to a 3-year, $15 million deal, according to Adam Schefter.
Just got that one.
So the Ravens are striking back, if you will, after losing a lot of guys.
Nobody that I really really crying about. The Jets got to sign Houston or Ziggy Ansah to me. They have to sign one of them, and it's still out there. So.
Yes, indeed. And they still have cap room.
Yep.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.